It's a topic that is attracting national attention to the state of Washington because as of this morning, marijuana is legal in this state. Small personal amounts, but it's still illegal under federal law. With us live on the Como Newsline right now is Congressman Adam Smith from our state. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How do we balance all of this? Can you envision, you know, federal agents knocking on people's doors because they're smoking a joint?
I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I think the ambiguity in the law is a problem for constituents in our state and obviously in Colorado as well. So what I think we ought to do on the federal level is change the law so that state's law with regard to the legality of marijuana controls, because you really don't have a situation where, you know, an individual, what they're doing is legal under state law but illegal under federal law. That's a contradiction that isn't fair, you know, to your average person out there not knowing what's legal and what's not. So what we need to do on the federal level is we need to allow state law to control and take away the federal preemption.
Now, you're a Democrat, and oftentimes the Republican side is advocating for states' rights and diminishing, you know, federal authority in cases. Can you see them being consistent on this issue and saying, let the states do it?
Well, I'll give you a bipartisan answer to that. In my experience as a legislator, local control, states' rights is always an argument you make when it advances another position that you agree with and one you conveniently ignore when it doesn't. And that's, you know, I don't say it's just Republicans that do that. Democrats do that as well. In this case, it's not so much about whether or not you believe in states' rights or not. It's about you can't have a fundamental contradiction in what's criminal and what's not. And you can't have a situation where people aren't sure whether or not the actions they're taking are a crime, or I guess more accurately, they're not a crime on the state law, but they are on the federal law. It's a matter of consistency in the law. I'll try to skip the broader, you know, state rights, states' rights, local control argument.
Would it be safe to say, though, that what voters did here in this state and in Colorado is forcing the issue to be discussed at the federal level?
Absolutely. Yes. Now, this takes not, I mean, you've had medicinal marijuana laws in a number of states. That's a relatively isolated thing. It's, you know, theoretically prescription by doctor and all that. Now you're talking about flat-out legalization. That has definitely taken the debate to a higher level, and I hope we'll get more attention because there have been some efforts on the medicinal marijuana side to you know, figure out these laws that haven't gone anywhere. Now that you've got Colorado and Washington legalizing it, I hope that we will make more progress on making sure these laws are consistent.
Do you think the federal government's just going to wait and see how things sort out at these local levels before taking a stand on it?
I think that's likely. In the short term, what we're trying to do, and the purpose of this letter that I sent with some folks from Colorado as well, is to at least get the Justice Department to give some indication to our states that for right now, they're not going to try to enforce federal laws that contradict our state actions. So at least we have some, you know, protection. But again, just a letter from the Justice Department or just a statement saying that they're not going to do this isn't enough because the law is still out there and you still have individuals potentially doing something that's legal under state law but not legal under federal. That we ultimately need to fix.
Fascinating issue. We appreciate your time spending some time with us this morning, Congressman. Democrat Adam Smith with us here on Como News Radio.